Do not give me a drum roll.
Okay.
No matter how much I ask for one. Ready? Here we go.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, How Did This Get Played? Premium DLC is proud to present. Fill this space with like a big drum roll, put in a big drum roll.
Got it. You got that, Matt?
Lights. You got light? So there's a drum roll. Just like
okay,
that.
Got
okay,
it.
There
got
we go. Yeah, we'll add it.
Cool.
Like that. The Academy Awards of Gaming. Welcome to How Did This Get Played? I'm one of your co-hosts, Heather Ann Campbell, up here on stage with my host, co-host, Nick Weiger.
What a night, Heather. And hey, down at the red carpet, it's our friend, our producer, Matt Apodaca.
Hello, everyone. That's right. I'm on gaming's red carpet for gaming's big night.
Wow. And it looks like you got a bunch of luminaries of gaming passing by.
Is that Birdo that I see behind you? Is that Birdo?
Yeah, Birdo's over there. And, I see Otacon wearing
Vera
a nice
Wang,
suit.
It looks like.
What's that?
Vera Wang. And Vera Wang, yeah.
Yeah, Otacon's and Vera Wang, and everyone's showing out because, as I said earlier, it's gaming's big night.
That's right. For this special edition of Premium DLC for How Did This Get Played, we're at the award ceremony that goes where other award ceremonies won't go. That's right. Every category gets an... We're handing out awards for categories that we made up, and you are listening to it right now if you've paid for premium content.
That's right. That's what it does that no other award show dares to do. Put itself behind a paywall.
Let's give a shout out to our sponsors. We've got Monster Energy Drink from Death Stranding. The evening is presented in part by Monster Energy Drink from Death Stranding. We also have sponsors from other video games. Right, Nick? Why don't you name
That's them? Right, Heather. The other sponsors include the drink that was in Abe's Odyssey, that I forget what brand it was, but that drink is also a presence. And also, wasn't Mountain Dew in a game? Hey, whichever game Mountain Dew was in, that one's also a sponsor.
Our Academy Awards are only sponsored by soft drinks.
That's right.
Normally, an Academy Awards will open with a song and dance number about the year in gaming.
And this show is no different.
We got a special guest here on the stage. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting the year in gaming, it's Isabel.
Wow, it looks like the spotlight has come up on the other side of the stage, and joining Isabel is the other dog from Animal Crossing of note, KK Slider, with his acoustic guitar and his characteristic no clothes.
Why, we didn't play this. What are you doing to me, man?
Tap, 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 tap. Yep, tap, 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 tap. Yep, tap, 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 tap. Yep, 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 yep. Yep, 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 yep. Yep, yep, yep.
Oh, it's still Isabel's still going. Okay.
Oh wow, what a great
incredible.
What a great I like that sizzle reel where we saw all these moments from gaming in the last year. But this Oscars of Gaming, trademark Oscars, doesn't just cover this year in gaming, it covers all years in gaming. And our first presenters are Mario and Luigi with the category Best on Games Kiss. Best on Games Kiss. I'm just rolling with it, guys.
Hey, Luigi, it's a me, Mario.
Hey, Mario, it's me, Luigi.
Hey, we are here. We're here. We're here to present a best kiss. And, everyone's waiting for the brothers to kiss.
I don't think that's going to happen, Mario. I feel like we might be from different versions of the Mario universe.
Oh, no.
Anyway, the nominees for Best Kiss in a Video Game include Princess Peach kissing Mario on the nose in Super Mario 64. Another nominee for Best Kiss includes Tidus and Yuna from Final Fantasy X in their water kiss that everybody loves. But the winner of Best Kiss in Video Game History goes to, drum rolls here, Sonic 06, where Human Lady and Sonic kiss one another. That's all the... which way do we exit this stage? Is left? Oh, no, it's right. Is my mic still hot? I feel like my mic is still... People are looking at me like they can hear me.
Sonic the Hedgehog and the princess were not able to attend tonight's ceremony. Accepting the award on their behalf is Ratchet and Clank.
I don't know how their fucking voices sound.
Ratchet, hold on, I'm receiving word Ratchet and Clank also are not in attendance tonight. They both have COVID-19. Oh, God. Let's move on to the next category. Our next presenter is me, Nick Weiger. You know, Heather, on my other podcast, I eat a lot of subs. And when I'm watching anime, I read a different kind of sub. But subs don't just refer to sandwiches or translated text. They can also be a sex thing. And also, a subtitle is the text that follows the main title of a video game. Which brings us to our next category. Most baffling subtitle for a game. And the nominees are... Yeah, this is where a drum roll. We'll put a drum roll in here. Okay,
put a drum roll in there. Okay, great.
The nominees are Tactics Ogre, Let Us Cling Together, Guilty Gear XX, Agent Core Plus, Frogger, Helmet Chaos, Xenosaga Episode 1, Der Will Zermacht, Ease 6, The Ark of Napishtim. And the video game Oscar goes to Ease 8, Lacrimosa of Dana. The fuck does that mean? Don't know. I haven't played it, but everyone says it's a good game. So I heard it's a pretty good jumping on point for the Ease series. So yeah, maybe I'll give it a play at one point. But Lacrimosa of Dana, baffling.
The designers of Ease could not be here tonight, and accepting the award in their place is Toad. It's Toad from Mario.
Oh, all my right. God. Toad took his dick out. He's being escorted off the stage. This is a real, God. Real
our
nightmare.
Next category, Matt Apodaca, you're down on the red carpet. You came into the auditorium and you have a... Go for it. Tell us our next category.
Well, thanks. Thanks. And as I mentioned before, it is gaming's big night. And this category is one of the biggest ones. It's one of the biggest categories because video games, obviously, pixels or polygons on a screen. Mm. We're all used to seeing the visuals, right? But they're not silent, are they? That's right. This category pays homage to the best video game sounds. And here are the nominees. Pac-Man for Waka Waka. It goes like this. Waka 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 waka. We'll put that in. Mario for his jump noise. Boom. You know that jump.
Yep.
Sonic. The rings. Bling. Metal Gear. The alert noise. Boop. And the winner for best video game sound. is the Pokemon Center healing noise. So if you have like a party of six Pokemon, it'll be like whoop, 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 bing, ding, dee, dee, ding. Just a classic noise. And well, what an award. So come on up here on stage and accept your award, Pokemon.
That's... Squirtle. Squirtle.
All right.
Squirtle.
Oh, God. It's those Squirtles.
Squirtle. Squirtle.
Okay, just put the knife down and you can have... Here. You don't need a knife. You have water ability.
Squirtle.
He's drowning me.
Okay, Squirtle has been subdued.
This episode? Oh, we're going. Okay, great.
Yeah, we're releasing this episode.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's working, right? It's working,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's working.
We're doing
it. All right. Our next category here at the Oscars of video games are the top... The award goes to the best power-up in Mario history. The Ooh. Best power-up in Mario history. This was a tight competition. And the nominees included, from Super Mario Brothers 3, Frog Suit. The suit that makes you able to swim in any direction, the Frog Suit. Also
from Super Mario 3D World, the Cat Suit. The suit that turns you into a cute cat that can scale obstacles.
The Pee Wing. Named for peeing, the Pee Wing allows you to fly with unlimited power. The Pee Wing.
Also, the Pee Balloon. Named for peeing, the Pee Balloon inflates Mario like a dirigible, allowing him to float around the environment.
But the winner is the Hammer Brothers suit. The Hammer wow. Brothers suit from Super Mario Brothers 3. Hammer Mario is the winner of best Mario power-ups of all time. Accepting the award is Ghost from Pac-Man. And, well, he got it.
Yeah, he just took it. He kind of silently took it and left the stage. No real speech there. Interesting choice. You know, I guess odd to designate him, too, from a different franchise. But, you know, they are close personal friends. Hey, you know, Heather, a lot of gamers of our generation look at today's landscape and say, boy, gaming has really gone to the dogs. But when you're thinking of canine companions in the virtual world, that can be a good thing. The nominees for Best Anthropomorphic Dog in a Video Game are Dribble from WarioWare Inc., Parappa the Rapper from Parappa the Rapper, KK Slider from Animal Crossing, Isabel from Animal Crossing, and the game Oscar goes to General Pepper from Star Fox.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
What an upset.
We're not done with Virtual Man's virtual best friend quite yet. The nominees for Best Non-Anthropomorphic Dog in a Video Game are Dog from Duck Hunt, D-Dog from Metal Gear Solid V, The Phantom Pain, Interceptor from Final Fantasy VI, Yamato from Shadow Dancer, and the video game Oscar goes to Dog Meat from Fallout.
Wow.
Accepting the award. Dog meat from Fallout. Oh my God.
Well, he got the award and he headed right off stage. We've only got how long? We've been doing this for an hour and a half now, right, guys?
No, we're not even halfway through.
Are you serious?
Yeah. We're at the 1440 mark.
All right, next category from Matt Apodaca. Go ahead, Matt, why don't you kick us off?
Well, the awards don't stop on gaming's big night, and this next category is certainly one on the list. This one is Best Mascot for PlayStation Only. So,
Best
Xbox,
Mascot for PlayStation Only.
For PlayStation Only. So, Mario, not here. Master Chief, not here. Okay? They can't win. These are for best PlayStation mascots. And your nominees from Little Big Planet, Sackboy. From the Uncharted franchise, Nathan Drake. From God of War, Kratos. From Spyro the Dragon, Spyro. From Crash Bandicoot, Crash. And the winner of Best Mascot for PlayStation only PlayStation, Kuro and Toro, the Sony cats. Wow. Can you imagine that? They won.
Wow.
They
don't
even have a video game. And they won. Isn't that something? These show-offs couldn't even beat them.
That's games. That's quite an upset here in the auditorium.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're gonna go to commercial. And when we come back, categories include best song from a video game and also best fish.
Here at Activision, we know times are hard. You're stuck inside, not a lot to do. But America's always been at our strongest when we faced adversity, when we've had to come together for a common cause. That's why Activision is proud to announce Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2 Remake coming this fall. If America gets through this, we can get through anything. And hey, with you, I know you're up to the task. Take it from me, Tony Hawk.
At Acclaim, we've been out of business for 20 years. But that doesn't stop us from spending our last remaining dollars telling you that we're proud of you, America, for staying inside and staying healthy. At Acclaim, we made video games like Mortal Kombat for the Super Nintendo and Mortal Kombat for the Sega Genesis and Batman, I think. We may have made Batman.
Yeah, I think we made Batman.
We made Batman. But you're the Batman now. The Batman who stays inside his Batcave and lets crime go wild outside. From all of us at the former Acclaim, good luck and good night, America.
Did we make Batman? Now I'm thinking it's THQ. I think it was us. It might have been THQ.
That cost us an additional $15,000 for that ad. We should just end the ad here.
Well, we can Gary. Cut this out before we submit the ad, right?
No, Gary, we've got one tape. We went out of business 20 years ago, Gary. What are you doing?
Jesus Christ. So it's like eating up our residual cash, the last bit of money we have every second we keep talking.
Yeah, we gotta stop.
And we can't just stop the tape now?
Gary, just stop talking.
I'm sorry. I'm just really... Boy, I guess I'm just...
And we're back. Thank you so much for sticking around here at Gaming's Big Night. Our next category is Best Song Vocal in a Video Game. Best Song, parentheses, Vocal in a Video Game. And the nominees included from Mirror's Edge, Still Alive. From Portal, Still Alive. Also, okay, that might have split the vote because I feel like the Cake Song should have definitely won this category. From Final Fantasy VIII, Eyes on Me. From Katamari Damacy, Lonely Rolling Star. But the winner of Best Vocal Song, Best Song Vocal in a Video Game goes to, from Marvel vs. Capcom 2, Gonna Take You for a Ride, the character selection screen.
And accepting the award, the singer of Gonna Take You for a Ride.
Well,
Gonna Take You for a Ride.
Sorry, I thought you were pimping me into talking there, Nick.
Gonna Take You for a Ride.
Okay, you just wanted to sing that song yourself?
Gonna take you for a ride. Okay, all right, the it's music time for that is next. Playing the music is playing Gonna Take You for a Ride person off the stage, but it weirdly is the Gonna Take You for a Ride song.
Nick, your category's up.
Well, you know, it's not time for a category.
Oh.
It's time for annual in memoriam of all the characters we've lost over this past year. And you know, it's been a tough one.
In the arms of the angel, far away.
A Goomba.
From here, on the road,
a Koopa.
And the end that you fear. And
several Kremlings.
All the violence of misery.
Guile, when he lost a match. Weed Dick 420, killed in Call of Duty. Wow. Stirring, but it's important to keep their memory alive. Our next category. You know, there have been a lot of video game adaptations into movies, but only a chosen few where Josh Gad fucks Q-Bert. The nominees for Best Movie Where Josh Gad Fucks Q-Bert are Frozen, Gone with the Wind, The Dark Knight Rises, Hoop Dreams, and the winner is Pixels. Pixels, the film where Josh Gad fucks Q-Bert. Accepting the award is Q-Bert.
Motherfucker! Fucking shit!
Oh,
fuck you!
God.
Fuck
you! Good
fucking
God!
Fuck you! Fucking fuck you!
Cut his mic. Jesus Christ. Boy, his swears are usually just symbols. Hearing them aloud is really jarring.
Matt Apodaca, you've got another category right now here on gaming's biggest night.
That's right.
Gaming's.
It is gaming's biggest night. And this next award, you're familiar with movies and TV, comic books, the licensed properties, things we're all used to seeing because these things are being made over and over again, reboots and such. This category is akin to maybe Best Picture or Best Adapted Screen. You know what? This is the Best Adapted Screenplay Oscar, but it's for licensed games. And this category is Best Licensed Games. The nominees are the Batman Arkham series, Peter Jackson's King Kong, SpongeBob, Battle for the Bikini Bottom, DuckTales, GoldenEye 007, and your winner for Best Licensed Game. Spider-Man PS4. Wow.
Wow.
What a surprise. What a knockout.
Yeah, I mean, that's what that pause was for. We were all waited on bated breath.
Accepting the award from Spider-Man, J. Jonah Jameson.
I don't want an award. I want a picture of Spider-Man on my desk, or it's your ass, Weiger.
And that's that category. Without further ado, here's another category. Let's name some. I'm sorry. The nominees for best forgotten video game mascot. Best forgotten video game mascot. Now, we know that there have been a lot of video game mascots over the years. Mascots come and mascots go. But mascots ask us not to forget. Here are the nominees for most forgotten mascot of all time.
Jazz Jackrabbit.
Oh, shit. Oh, Jazz Jackrabbit. Sorry, I got that was in my... Bubsy.
Arrow the Acrobat.
Gex.
Mr. Domino.
Restar.
And the winner is...
Cool Spot. Cool Spot.
Wow.
The winner is Cool Spot. From the Sega Genesis game, Cool Spot. Based on the 7-Up can.
Accepting the award is actor and former spokesperson for 7-Up, Orlando Jones. Oh, Orlando is motioning that he's too shy to talk into the microphone. He's just waving from the audience. Okay, Orlando, someone will walk this out to you. Thank you. Congratulations to Cool Spot. RIP.
Who knew he was so shy, that Orlando Jones?
Nick, yeah, you've got one more. Oh, sorry. Go. Keep riffing.
No, I got nothing. No, I was out.
Nick, you've got one more category, correct?
Of course I have one more category. And hey, this category is perhaps the biggest category of the entire night. The nominees for this year's games that were nominated for a 2019 Game Award are Control, Death Stranding, Sekiro: Shadows Die Twice, Resident Evil, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, The Outer Worlds, and the winner is all of them. Those were the nominees for the 2019 Game Awards.
Wow.
The actual Oscars of games. Sekiro won in that category, but those were the ones that were nominated for best game. So there you go.
So you're telling me that the premise of this premium episode is an actual show?
Yeah, there's a real show that does it. They like do it with like real categories. So, you know, it's like things like best art direction, you know, esports game of the year. It's like real thought out categories.
What wasn't thought out about best dog? Like, I feel like that was a well thought out category, Nick.
Well, me saying that they weren't like that, these were well thought out, doesn't mean ours weren't well thought out.
Great.
I was saying. I meant like similarly well thought out and well prepared categories.
Yeah. Matt Apodaca, we're coming to the end of the show here.
Yeah.
We just wanted to let you know that if you've got anything left to say, that this would be the time to say it. Otherwise, we may just wrap it up.
Well, as stated previously, it is gaming's big night. And what a night it was, wasn't it? Everyone got their awards. We saw people from gaming's past and present, and even some people who aren't in games. And isn't that what gaming's all about?
Now, Matt, you were looking at all the fabulous gowns and tuxedos on the red carpet all night.
Yes.
Who would you say is the best dressed attendee of this year's Oscars of Games?
Well, I don't need to tell you, Nick, that Rouge the Bat surely was stunning on the red carpet. But the who stole the show? One of the nobodies from Kingdom Hearts.
Wow.
Wait, are you insulting the character, or are you saying it's one of the nobodies?
Oh, it's one of the nobodies. I was not saying...
You were like, oh, it's Roxas, one of those nobodies.
No, yeah, I would not say that about Roxas. Well, he sort of is, isn't he? but I was specifically saying one of the sort of it's like a heartless but white. So a nobody, one of the nobodies from Kingdom Hearts, yes. Was absolutely stunning.
All right. Well.
Well, that brings us to the end of our show. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at GetPlayedPod, or send us an email at getplayedpod@gmail.com, or leave us a voicemail at 616-2-PLAYED, 616-275-2933. Any big snubs you noticed? Let us know.
Perhaps they'll be rectified next time we do this. And we will definitely do this again.
This is the show now.
You've just watched Gaming Awards. The awards of Oscar, the Academy Awards of Gaming was sponsored in part by Monster Energy Drink, Mountain Dew, and the drink from
Abe's Odyssey. The first Oddworld game.
The first Oddworld game. Stay tuned Stick for around. Murder, She Wrote.
With special guest, Master Chief.